আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আল আতমানি আল আকমালানি আলা খায়রি খালকিল্লাহি আজমাইন ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া মান সারা আলা সাবিলিহি ওয়া নাহজিহি ওয়া মান ইসতানা বিসুন্নতিহি ওয়া মান ইহতাদা বিহাদিহি ইলা ইয়াউমিদ্দিন। أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم، فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity, the opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Indeed, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for which we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us the tawfiq, and Allah Pak gives us this ability to appreciate this great day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we see many, many more days of Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our life is the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a system in this world, and there are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in this world that we can understand to a certain extent, and there are certain things that we can't understand. Those that we can understand, we appreciate and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the system that He has put in place. And those that we can't understand, we still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we accept without understanding. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this world certain rankings. Allah Pak Himself mentions in the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, that Allah ta'ala has created Anbiya alayhimu salam, and Allah ta'ala has given some a higher ranking than others. In other words, every Nabi, every Prophet, every Anbiya, every one of them were all excellent, but some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made more excellent than others. We won't say some were low and some were higher. We'll say all were excellent. All were par excellence. But some Allah Ta'ala had made more excellent than the others. And all were brilliant in their own way. Allah Ta'ala had made some more brilliant than others. So this is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that sahaba, Allah Ta'ala has made every sahabi a shining star. But some Allah Ta'ala has given them a higher rank, a higher martaba than others. So every one of them is excellent. Every one of the sahaba are good. But some Allah Ta'ala had favored. That this was the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that Allah Ta'ala had created tabi'een and those below them. Now this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that in animal kingdom, if we look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created some animals that are predators and some that are prey. For example, Allah Ta'ala has created the lion as a predator, and Allah Ta'ala has created a deer or a buck as the prey. Now if the animal that Allah Ta'ala has made the prey, that animal decides that there is no equality in the jungle. So I should have been a lion. He can think and think till he dies. He won't become a lion, because this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives fazilat for a specific reason to some over the others. And like that also in the business world, if we look, certain people Allah Ta'ala has put as the employers, as the boss. Certain people Allah Ta'ala has left as the managers. And certain people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left as the employees. Allah Pak has mentioned Himself, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًا, that we have favored some over the others, so that some of you may be able to extract work from others. If everyone thought that he is the boss, then who's going to do the work? Who's going to be the employee? And similarly, if every person thinks that he is the president, then who is going to be the citizen in the country? This is the system that Allah Pak has put in place. Somebody will be the Khalifa, somebody will be the president, somebody will be in charge. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, if we look at the creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, Allah Pak has created the silkworm to give us silk. Allah Pak has created the bees to give us honey. Allah Ta'ala has created hens to give us eggs. Now if the silkworm decided, why, this is not fair, I should be giving honey. Now will the silkworm ever be able to give honey? This is the system of Allah Ta'ala. And even if you look at the bees, that creation that Allah Ta'ala has created, unique. And why He created it, how He created it, in that also there's lessons for us. Allah Ta'ala sends some bees outside, Allah Ta'ala has kept some bees inside. So you get those bees that work inside, you get those bees that work outside. Those that go outside, they collect the nectar, they collect the pollen, they come and they transfer it to these bees that are inside, and they continuously transfer it until now it is deposited in the cells, and then it is covered with wax, and then we get this beautiful honey. But now if we decide that the system of Allah Ta'ala is unfair, why must some bees stay inside and once some bees go outside? This doesn't look like equality to us. Will that ever bring about any results? So Allah Ta'ala's system is such that He creates certain things in certain ways. If you look at water, water is H2O. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that two hydrogen atoms are fused with one oxygen atom. Now if somebody says that this is inequality, why should two be fused with one? Equality demands that one hydrogen atom should be fused with one oxygen atom. Or let's make it H2O2 or H3O3, let's change it like that. Then we'll spoil the whole water system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah ta'ala has made it 2:1, that is His prerogative. Like that in inheritance also, وَلِذْ ذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that a man or a male gets double the share of a female? This is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we now suddenly see why 2:1, let's change the ratio to come with some equality, we'll spoil the whole thing. Actually, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to understand some beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made it such that a woman from the day she is born till the day she passes away, Allah has kept somebody responsible to provide for her. When she is young and she is in the household, the father is responsible to provide for her. When she gets married, maintenance is upon the husband to provide for her. Shelter is upon the husband to provide for her. So these things, and food is upon the husband. So from the day she is born till the day she passes away, her maintenance is taken care of. Allah Pak has put somebody in charge. If the father is not around, then the guardian is put in charge that you have to now look after this girl. And Allah Pak has made it such that a man has to look after the woman. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why sometimes we know the beauty, sometimes we don't know the beauty. But now what happens? Now let's just go a little bit further. We looked at the animal kingdom. We looked at the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We looked at the water system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that He has given fazilat to certain humans over others. Allah Pak made some sahaba. Allah Pak, now if we wish, how nice if I was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Why He made Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? Is a knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can just wish it and wish it. It will never happen. But we should have love for them with the hope that Allah Pak will make us from amongst them on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Allah Pak will make that person with who He loves. So that doesn't mean now a person goes into some type of depression. He appreciates that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happens is when we are living in a country that is surrounded, or we are surrounded by people with Western thinking, they make us start thinking that our value system is inferior. Our value system of where a woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that her place is the home. Now here she looks after the children. She looks, this is a natural fitrat, like how the natural fitrat instinctive disposition of that bee is to go collect nectar and to go collect that pollen and bring it back to the hive. The natural disposition of a woman Allah Ta'ala has created, that they got natural love for children. They got natural love for babies. They love, Allah Pak has made it such that they got natural love for domestic duties, for serving. And this is the beauty that Allah Ta'ala has given a woman in that space. And if we want to try and change that beauty that Allah Ta'ala has given a woman in her space, we will only spoil the woman. That's all a person will do. He'll spoil that woman. Therefore, this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has created the woman from a crooked rib. If you try and straighten it, you'll break it. In that curve that Allah Ta'ala has created, that crookedness, so to speak, lies the beauty of a woman. So Allah Ta'ala has kept a beauty in that woman, in that space. Now, it doesn't matter how much the West will think that no, a woman shouldn't be looking after children. She shouldn't take on domestic responsibilities. This is not for a woman. She should be out in the business world. She should be out in the corporate world. She should be marketing herself. She should be marketing her product. This is the space that a woman should be. She should not be occupying the domestic space. All you are trying to do is trying to change the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how a person tries to change that system of changing the hydrogen atoms to the oxygen atom, or trying to change a silkworm to try and give you honey, or get that honey now to give you, or that bee to give you silk, or try to get that hen now to give you silk. It's not going to happen. All you'll do is you'll spoil everything. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it such that this fitrat in condition of a woman is that she's happy to be in the space that Allah ta'ala has given her. And look at it, if you look at the children, at the girls at home, that if they, you got a few, a person has got a few daughters, and now suddenly one boy is born, or another small baby daughter is born, All the other sisters that are there, all the other girls that are there, they all want to take turns naturally to look after that child. They all want to play with that child. And naturally Allah Ta'ala has created fitrat in the boys that they want to play with the scooters, they want to play with the cars, they want to start doing outdoor activities. This is natural that Allah Ta'ala has created. What has happened is because of the system that we are staying in and because of the association with the Western culture, suddenly we think we have to become apologetic to the West. Why Allah Ta'ala has made it such for a woman to stay at home? Now we have to start making excuses. If they accuse us in Afghanistan, for example, of oppressing the woman by woman staying at home, now suddenly we have to go on the defensive and we have to say, no, women are allowed to go out and they should be going out and they should... There's no need to be. This is a style. In fact, the beauty Allah Ta'ala has given the woman is in the place that Allah Ta'ala has given the woman. I'll just give you one example in Jannat. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reports that every Friday, the Jannatis in Jannat, they'll go to a marketplace. The Jannatis in Jannat will go to a marketplace. And when they go to this marketplace, then a wind will blow and the fragrance will hit the Jannatis. It will hit their clothing, it will hit their faces. They will return from there much more beautiful, much more excellent than when they left their families. And when they come back to their families will tell them, Wallahi qad istaddatum husnan wa jamalan. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have increased in your beauty and excellence. And then they will now reply to their families that Wallahi laqad istaddatum husnan wa jamalan, that you also have increased in your beauty and in your excellence. So ulama explained just from one hadith, there are many, many ahadith, there's no time to go in all of them, but just from this hadith, that even in Jannat where there's no fitna outside, there is no oppression or abuse of woman outside, there is no any kind of sin or guna that will take place in Jannat, but even there on a Friday, the men will go out to the marketplaces, the men will return home to their families. Even in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala has got this system. Now we want to take the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya, where there's so much of fitna, there's so much of fasad, there's so much of abuse that is taking place in the business world, in the corporate world, to the woman, and a person is happy to send his daughter there, he's happy to send his wife there, and he's thinking that he's doing something good. Recently there was a professional person that called, I won't mention which town he called, but he called to mention his story. And he said, my wife is also a professional, she's in the corporate world, we've been working for about 20 years, and over the years, it looked very colorful. Now this is the point that I'm making, that sending a woman out in the corporate environment, getting the woman to start working and doing the chores of the men, it seems exciting, it seems flowery initially, but when the thing explodes, it explodes very, very badly. So he's telling me that what I did is over the years, I built up my assets. And what I've done is I've shared the assets with my wife so that she can have an equal amount of assets. I can have an equal amount of assets. So like that, in whatever companies I formed, whatever trust I formed, I put her as a shareholder, I put her as a trustee in the trust. But now I can see that this wealth has gone to her head. Now this money has gone to the head. Now that's what happens when you put a woman in that environment. Allah Ta'ala has put love of the children in her mind, love of the family in her mind, love of domestic activities, love of entertaining. That is her beauty. But you put her in the corporate world, now that love of the money comes in her mind. He says, now it's becoming very, very difficult for me to love. I'm actually scared that if we're going to go through a divorce now, all my assets are going to go with her one time. What can I do to resolve the situation? Can you imagine how flowery it seemed initially? Now later, that same money that he's been putting, or that same assets putting on the wife's name, suddenly he's having sleepless nights. What can I do where she doesn't know and I can bring the assets back into my name? Recently there was a case, there's not much time, I'll end up with this. Just showing us that when you want to take away what Allah Ta'ala has made as a system, you want to spoil that system, how bad it can get. Recently in New Zealand, there was a couple from South Africa that had emigrated to New Zealand. Both specialist doctors, some of you may have read the article. So both specialist doctors, not just doctors, but specialist doctors. So after leaving here, planning for so long to go and to emigrate, one can understand how much effort it requires to emigrate with one's family to go to New Zealand. And when now they go to New Zealand, and now they clear that prescribed quarantine period that they are required to stay in, and now just move into one home, and now the lady is there. Now when you turn the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala has made the woman the mother of her children, you want her to be the mother and the husband. You want her to do two things.
That ayat of the Quran which I read in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions why He has made the men the leaders, why Allah ta'ala has given them that authority over the woman. Allah ta'ala explains it Himself. The first thing He says, بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Because of this divine intervention, this divine favor that Allah ta'ala has given, or this divine principle that Allah ta'ala has put in place to make the men leaders over women. This is firstly divine. We don't understand it, like how we can't understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified the lion to be the king of the jungle and not the sheep. This is the divine system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that we don't understand, but we accept it that Allah ta'ala has put this in place for some system. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. The second reason why Allah ta'ala has given man this authority over woman is because a man spends on the woman. Not that we have to send the woman out so that she can spend on the husband, but because the men spend on the woman. Now when you take the system and ask a woman now to become the father and to be the mother, to look after the children and to earn, so now you are changing that system. So now this woman, Allah ta'ala has not made it such that she's supposed to be going out, working, serving. So now came to this place, this couple that I'm speaking about in New Zealand. Now what happens now, so long she has to suddenly spend time with the children. Now that frustration is building up. We are not used to this life. This life is not our life where we have to take care of children, appreciate and enjoy the beauty of the children and the love of the children. So now that suddenly goes to the brain. The pressure levels come up. The stress level comes up. And then one day when this husband, this doctor comes home at about 10 o'clock at night, he finds that his wife, the mother of the three young children, has now strangled the children with a cable tie. Cable tie each child. Can you imagine? One of the most cruel ways of killing somebody is by depriving them of oxygen. And this woman, who she did it to her three young children. Now can you imagine what explosion happens when you try to change the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That natural love that a mother should have to protect, instinctively protect the children, is now snatched away because the system of Allah ta'ala has been changed. May Allah ta'ala, my time has run out. Allah ta'ala give us that ability to understand that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He put in place, this is the most beautiful system. If we try and change it, we'll only spoil it. Let us appreciate it and embrace it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.